Good morning, everyone. This is Prashant K. Das, PhD candidate, Department of Horticulture Sciences, University of Florida. This morning, I want to discuss about strawberry cropping system design for improving early yield, water conservation, and its economic impact. Florida is the leading producer of winter strawberries. In 2017-18 years, it covers around 10,800 acres, and production value was around $337 million. That huge amount of money contributed in our U.S. national economy. However, Florida strawberry growers mainly used annual hill system with bare root transplants. They used overhead high-volume sprinkler for their production during establishment period, but this system lost huge amount of water due to surface runoff as well as evaporation. Potential for using plaque transplants instead of bare root transplant. You can see here, plaque transplants have light root system instead of bare root transplant systems. They took only 3 weeks for flowering, first flowering, and bare root transplant took more than 5 weeks. For establishment, plaque transplants requires only 2 inches per acre water for establishment, whereas bare transplant requires more than 20 inches water per acre. We can use transplanter for planting plaque transplant, but we need manual labor for transplanting, so it saves labor, plaque transplants. However, the cost per individual transplants almost double than bare root transplants. I want to say why we need to improve our early yield through earlier production. I will explain from that graph. You can see here, in x-axis represent different month, and y-axis represent supply as well as price. In the month of December, January, and February, you can see the price goes up, but the triangle competition in the market. So one of the research group of Florida suggested that to avoid such kind of competition, you need to shift earlier in the planting. But the problem, if we shift planting in earlier of the season, there is a huge heat stress problem. So that's why we're trying to find out a suitable strategy, how to mitigate heat stress in early planted strawberry. So our hypothesis was plaque transplants with heat stress mitigation management practices would be an effective strategy for water conservation and improving early strawberry yield. Our first objective was to evaluate a strawberry production system resulting in heat stress mitigation, improve early yield, and water conservation. Our second objective was to determine whether the net returns justify the higher cost of plaque transplants and heat stress mitigation measures, materials, and methods. We conducted our experiments in two locations in Florida, one is Plant Science Research and Education Center, CITRA, and another one is Gulf Coast Research and Education Center, BAM. We used Florida radiance as a cultivar in our experiment, two types of transplant, GP plaque and bare root transplant. We used white and black mulch instead of black mulch for comparison. You can see why we used white and black mulch. It helps to lowering soil and canopy temperature during, especially in establishment period. Production practices, you can see we used peak color 6,300 pounds per acre for as a fumigant. Bed height is little bit different. Two places you can see here, and planting date was early September for plaques and mid-October for bare roots. Plant spacing almost same in two locations, only different its base center, 5 feet for CITRA and 4 feet for BAM. We compare drip irrigation with plaque system to micro-sprinkler and high-volume sprinkler. You can see here, drip irrigation system, no overhead irrigation used during establishment period. Micro-sprinkler used sprinkler head is distance head to head is 72 inches with 20 psi pressure, and high volume sprinkler head to head distance was 180 feet between two sprinkler head with 50 psi pressure. We compare white on black mulch with black mulch, plaque transplant with bare root transplant, drip irrigation system with micro sprinkler as well as high volume sprinkler. Data collection, we collect water use data for strawberry production, plant survivability, plant vigor, days to first flower, early yield, and total marketable yield. We consider early yield up to December, and from November to February is total yield. Statistical analysis, we analyzed all data Through such GLEMIX procedure for mean comparison, we used 2K grammar test at 5% level of significance. We did a partial budget analysis to compare the economic viability of our findings results. Irrigation water use, etc. You can see here, in plaque transplants, no overhead irrigation required, whereas in high volume sprinkler, more than 60,000 gallon per acre water required. For micro sprinkler, more than 550,000 gallon of water required for establishment, only 12 days period. Similar trend was observed at BAM. You can see here, no overhead irrigation for plaque, but high amount of water for high volume as well as micro sprinkler irrigations. Total irrigation water use at Sitra and BAM, you can see here in plaques requires less water compared than other two irrigation system, and both Sitra and BAM, it saves more than 50,000 gallon water in a season. So huge amount of water savings through our systems. Effect of location, season and treatment combination on days to flowering. You can see in Sitra took little bit more time for first flowering, instead of BAM require less time. Here is a interaction effect. You can see WPD, that means white mulch, plaque transplant and drip irrigation system in season 1 as well as season 2 took less time for flowering compared than other two irrigation system. I couldn't present the plant survivability and vigor data here because we didn't get any significant result on that. Effect of treatment combination on early and total marketable yield. You can see here in x-axis represent treatment combination, y-axis early marketable yield ton per hectare. You can see here WP system produced more fruits, early fruits, compared than other two system. Similar trend was observed in total marketable yield. WP system produced significant amount of higher total yield compared than other two system. Cost comparison between BR root system and white and black mulch system. You can see here, the first column represents the cost for bare root, second column for cost represent the cost for plaque transplant. Similarly for total, early and total, two parts. And you can see here, if we used plaque transplant, you need more investment to buying transplants, around $4,000. But it saves money for labor for transplanting. It saves money for less irrigation cost, as well as it saves money for cost for disease and pest control. But this system produces a lot of fruits, so we need more labor for harvesting. We need more prices for boxes, clamshell, cooling, etc. So overall, we need more than $14,000 more investment in WP system. Similar trend was observed at BAM. It saves more money for irrigation cost, also cost for disease and pest control, but we need money for labor for harvesting as well as boxes and clamshell. In total in BAM, we need more than $11,000 of investment. Net effect of using WP system relative to BR root system in both location. You can see here, an early and total yield boost up through WP system, and the net return was more than $14,000. Similarly, in BAM, the early and total plus per acre yield was boosted up significantly, and it increased the net effect in more than $13,000 per acre. So we can summarize that white and black mulch, plaque transplant can eliminate the need for sprinkler irrigation for strawberry establishment. No adverse effect on plant survival and vigor occurred with WP system. Flowering was earlier with plaque transplant system. RDN and total marketable yield are significantly higher with WP system compared than bare root system. The increase in profitability of strawberry production was more than $14,000 at Sitra and more than $13,000 at BAM. So we can conclude that earlier planting using white and black mulch and plaque transplants appear to have a viable option for reducing transplant establishment water use while increasing net income. I want to acknowledge my advisor, Dr. Kalin Sis, my co-advisor, Dr. Shinsuke Agihara, my committee members, all of my lab mates, my funding agency, Bihar, USAID, Southeast Florida Water Management District, Balanced Bioscience, for their gracious cooperations. Thank you all. This is all about my presentation. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask me. Yes, we did that. Black mulch with bare roots and white mulch with plugs and both the treatment. We did that comparison.
Yeah, they are different in two. In not only the transplant, so they are different in the plug versus the bare.
Yeah, we compare. Plug versus bare roots, also mulches. White and black mulches versus only black mulches.
Oh, so they still perform better? Do you know if it's due to the white mulch or due to the plug?
So plug itself perform better without considering any other things. When we want to shift earlier in the planting, you know, very hot temperature. That's why we want to introduce the like white and black mulch that helps to reflect slug radiation. So it enhances the effect with plug transplant. So the combination like white and black mulch with plugs perform better than existing system. Also has an effect
and
on the
also the plug.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So physiologically, there are two things that happen with bare root other than plug. One is that you remove the root hairs.
Yes.
And then the other is that you're exposing the roots to light.
Yes.
And light inhibits root hair formation. So have you ever tried or thought about trying using the bare roots in the dark, finding at night? Without lights, because physiologically you're actually subjecting the bare roots to an additional stress because root growth is mitochondrial regulated, so finding them in the light actually would inhibit root growth. And that's what your plug is basically, one of the things it's doing is shielding the roots from light.
Yes, it's a good question. So our intention was to, you know, save water. That's why I want to shift earlier in the planting, no overhead irrigation. It saves a lot of water. It is our intention. And our funding, like, you know, Southwest Water Florida Management District, that's why I want to save water. So we can don't need to use.
If you have good root growth, you would save water. So
Phytochrome
regulated root growth. And you can plant under your farm.
Yeah, maybe I will try next experiment. Yeah.